beyond this and what you see like in today's society and stuff, how do you feel society's progressed from segregation? Because we are obviously still dealing with a lot of racial issues, especially in the past couple of years. Do you see echoes of the past?
Oh, of course. The discrimination that's on now is not the overt discrimination that we had. We were fighting. We were fighting obvious, overt things you could see. Now it's attitudes. It's people's ideas of other people. They still have the wrong idea of each other. And, well, all the things that go on that show that, that's obvious there. But it's a different kind of a battle, I think, simply because we're not, well, I think it's a more difficult battle. We're not talking about things and actions and things that, concrete things. We're talking about ideas and attitudes and the way you treat people and all of those things that make it even more, to me, even harder to battle. And somebody else is going to have to take it up. I can't take that one. Yeah. And except in my own life, yeah.
Do you and the other, you say you still keep in contact with a lot of these women. Do y'all talk about times such as these?
Oh, well, right. Lenny and I are part of a group that we call Conversations that meets once a month or so. And that group talks about it. We talk about all of it. In fact, we've got Orientals in our group. Well, they're not Oriental, Asians. I don't know what the difference is. No. We've got an Asian couple. We've got a mixed couple. We've got Lenny and we've got me, and we've got another Caucasian couple in there. And we meet fairly regularly. It's one of my favorite high priority meetings.
Well,
to talk that over with them.
This.
Well, it's not. We don't talk about it a lot except among ourselves, but we do try to meet regularly, and we talk about the difficulties that are still there. And it's one of the things that I, as I say, it's high priority with me to be present at those meetings. Keep it in my mind and keep it in the forefront of consciousness that we still have a lot of things that are wrong with our relationship.
Well, that's awesome. How long have you been doing this group?
Oh, maybe 3 years. I don't remember exactly when we started. And again, it was Lenny that was one of the main people to start this group. Well, actually, she started it first, or started the idea in our church again. She put out on paper that people could sign, "Are you interested in interracial dialogue?" And I was one of the first ones to sign the list, you know, and a good many people signed the list, and so that became the basis of this group. But it's, we're not, as I said, we're not even all Christian. we don't limit by religion. It started with an idea from our church, but it's not based as a Trinity Presbyterian group. We didn't want it that way.
And this is similar to the Interracial Fellowship, correct?
Yeah. Well, except it meets at night and it's got the husbands there to begin with.
Yeah.